I'm joined right now by the executive director of the Senior Bowl, a very familiar name to people following the Browns, one Phil Savage, who is the former GM of the Browns, and we're in his hometown of Mobile, Alabama. First of all, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Vic, and it's good to speak to Browns fans again after a bit of a sabbatical, I guess you would call it, but yes, welcome to my hometown of Mobile and the Senior Bowl.
And what they say about Southern hospitality is very true. This isn't my first trip here, but I'll tell you, people here do make you, not just your committee folks and everybody working with the Pro Bowl, but the Senior Bowl, but the whole community just embraces us coming in here.
Well, there's such a long tradition and history here with the game. This is the 64th annual Senior Bowl, and the support of this town. These people buy tickets to this game, and it's the one all-star game where there's this kind of interest, and they'll go out and put their money through a ticket window and come to our game. We'll have 38,000 plus there on Saturday. They love their college football, but they know that they're getting a glimpse of the future with these players that will ultimately end up in the NFL.
As someone who grew up in this community, is it fair to say the Senior Bowl kind of affected you in its – in the impact of your career choice, too, in some ways, because you got into this football evaluation process?
I would say at the time you didn't think of it that way, but now that I look back on it, absolutely. I've been coming to this game since I was 5 or 6 years old. I've been the autograph seeker, pulling on the pant leg of Don Shula or Chuck Knoll, or seeing John Stallworth lay out and make a catch, or Doug Williams being the first African-American quarterback to go number one in the draft, and remember seeing him and just really marveling at how he could throw a football. Wow. And those are vivid memories to me going back, and I think that definitely had an impact in terms of my enjoyment of the game and loving the sport. It's been a terrific ride. I've done so many different things. I don't know that if I might be a jack of all trades and a master of none, but man, they've been some fun experiences. And you know, including the Browns. I mean, yeah. I learned so much being the GM there. In some respects, I wish I'd had this job before I became a general manager
really
in the NFL, because there are so many aspects to this job in terms of marketing, community service, ticket sales. You're dealing with a lot of non-football people in a way. Mm-hmm. And when you're a scout or a coach moving up the ladder, oftentimes you're only dealing with coaches and scouts. And right. So all of a sudden you get thrust into that role, and it is different. But at the end of the day, the Senior Bowl position opened up last year. I was working for the Philadelphia Eagles and then doing my Alabama color radio work. And I've been doing that now for the last 4 seasons. And that's been a spectacular ride with Nick Saban and his staff and that team. But to have an opportunity to have these two jobs in this state, I'm very blessed.
Yeah, you have to be. And let's start with the fact that this is your first year as executive director of the Senior Bowl. And the feedback I've been getting from NFL folks is there is a guy in charge of this thing who understands what the NFL teams that are here to scout these players for the college draft understands what they want and need. So if you can give me a sense of how you've made some changes to the Senior Bowl to implement that.
Well, from an NFL standpoint, we definitely tried to clean up a number of things. One was the weigh-in. We tried to make it as efficient and as effective as possible. We had 800 seats this year, including risers, very similar to the combine, standing room only. We ran 100-plus players through in an hour and 5 minutes. That was a record time for this particular event. Then we also put a format in place for structured interviews so that every player that was here had the opportunity to get in front of all 32 teams. We basically broke it out by positions, and on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night of this week, those 35 or 36 players would go down and have the chance to meet with 32 teams. So it was basically a one-to-one ratio, and they would just rotate through, and it proved to be very effective. I think the teams, once they understood the location and how we were doing it, it really smoothed out, especially on Tuesday and Wednesday night, and the clubs were very thankful that. I mean, Vic, last year I stood in this lobby as a Philadelphia Eagle, stood there for 3 hours and got 2 interviews. And as soon as I got this job in June, I told the staff that was in place at the Senior Bowl, and they've been terrific in this transition, that, hey, that's one thing that we need to improve. And we put a lot of thought and effort into it, and it proved to be effective. The other thing we tried to tried to emphasize to the coaching staffs, both Jim Schwartz of the Lions and Dennis Allen of the Raiders, hey, let's really amplify the one-on-ones. I spent 20 years in the NFL. You watch the team and you watch 9-on-7 and you watch the group work, but the bottom line is those one-on-one cut-ups are the ones that travel with that player all the way through these next 3 months. So we tried to get as much of that on film as we could. The coaches were great about it. And those were just some of the things and subtle differences that we made. I'll tell you another thing, very small, but at the stadium during stretching, particularly on Wednesday we did this, we gave a roster update with the height, the weight, the hand span, arm length, and then, of course, the wingspan, and what jersey number the player's going to be wearing, who he replaced. And oftentimes I can remember being here in the past, say, hey, who's the guy in the black helmet again, or, hey, when did he get here?
Sure.
So, you know, those are just small things that only someone with experience in the league on the personnel side of things would have an appreciation for, and I think that the clubs really appreciate it. One said, hey, Phil, over the microphone, you sounded like you were the announcer at the Hunger Games. So maybe we'll try to fix that for next year. But the bottom line is they knew who was who and what they were doing here.
Phil Savage, the executive director of the Senior Bowl, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, Phil's hometown, on ESPN 850 WKNR. Phil, the fact that you've broadcast Alabama games these last four seasons as an analyst, certainly a guy you know quite well is on the Browns roster, Trent Richardson. Some impressions of the guy that the Browns got and the guy that you, I'm sure, paid attention to through his rookie season.
Well, Alabama's produced a bunch of great players, and he might be one of the very best they've had. I thought Trent was spectacular in college. He's got the bulk, the quickness he's got. He will run with authority. I think, really, if you go back and analyze it, there's no question that he was never 100% healthy in terms of the rehab and now getting ready to play football. From the moment that Bama season ended last year all the way through training camp and then, of course, even during the season. And I think that he's going to have, for the first time in over a year and a half, he was able to take a break, and I'm sure that's what's kind of going on right now. And then he'll get into his off-season training. He's a relentless worker, great competitor. He catches the ball well. He's an excellent pass protector. And I think Trent Richardson, the Browns fans have not seen anywhere close what he can become, and I think he's going to have a very good career, and he's a young man that will represent himself, his family, and Alabama very well in that league.
Do you see yourself at some point down the line maybe getting back to being a GM in the league? There were a lot of changes in the league this year. I know you're very happy with the stuff you're doing. You had that opportunity with the Browns, and I'm sure, you know, if all things had gone the way you want them to, you'd be doing that. But as you look back at that experience, what did you take away from it? What did you learn from it? And what's the future hold?
Well, it's interesting because coaches can recycle literally in a day or a week. A head coach gets fired, a lot of them have a job within a week, maybe not as a head coach, but as a coordinator. It's an interesting study to go back and look at former GMs. And most GMs in years gone by would get two terms. They'd get two coaches and maybe two quarterbacks. We're seeing now more of a tendency where GMs only have one term. And unfortunately, I was a one-term GM, for better or for worse. But would I love to get another shot at it again one day? Absolutely. But the caveat to that, and that's the reason that I took this job, is that this Senior Bowl position has given me enough football to keep me busy, especially in conjunction with Alabama.
Sure.
Secondly, the community service part of doing something in my hometown and lifting this event to a level that it's never been to before is a great joy. And then thirdly, my wife and I have a one-year-old, and that NFL league is so demanding. You work 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, 370 days a year. And don't let anybody ever fool you. It never goes away once you go into that chair. And with this role, I can work kind of at my own pace, but we have worked extremely hard. I mean, I've taken this on as if I was the GM of an NFL team. And quite frankly, that's been a little bit of a slogan inside of our own offices, that we want to be the 33rd NFL team that doesn't have to play a game, other than the one that we put on here this coming Saturday. And we have such an ambassadorial role for the game in terms of relationships with all 32 teams, over 100 colleges, all of the media, the agent community. So in a lot of respects, I'm more of a center point of a wheel or a hub than you ever would be working for a single team doing a single job. And this has been a great experience, and I'm looking forward to continuing at least for a while, because we have a young family and I want to make sure that I'm the father and the husband that I need to be.
Well, you've done an outstanding job so far with this new endeavor. And we appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we wish you nothing but the best.
All right, Vic, absolutely. It only took 3 days to get here, but
we made it happen.
And we knocked it out. We'll know next year that Thursday is interview day.
He is Phil Savage, absolutely. He is Phil Savage, the executive director in his first year of the Senior Bowl, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we continue to broadcast from Mobile, Alabama, site of the 2013 Senior Bowl. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.